What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, beautiful people, it's Novalane here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the chaotic jungle of modern life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Juggling work, relationships, social obligations, and let's not forget trying to squeeze in some semblance of self-care. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that celebrates being always on, but what happens when on becomes exhausting? Today's episode is all about reclaiming your time and prioritizing self-care because, friends, you deserve it. You are not a superhero, you don't have to be everywhere at once. Here's the truth bomb. Prioritizing self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like taking care of the engine of your car, you can't expect it to run smoothly if you neglect regular maintenance. When we prioritize self-care, we invest in our mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Think of it as a superpower upgrade. So, how do we break free from the constant hustle and reclaim our precious time? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can revolutionize your approach to self-care. 1. The power of no. This is huge. Learn to say no gracefully, but firmly to commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Remember, you have the right to protect your time and energy. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk into your home uninvited and ransack it, would you? Treat your time with the same respect. 2. Schedule it in. Seriously. Self-care shouldn't be an afterthought squeezed in between laundry and emails. Lock out time on your calendar for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's a walk in nature, a hot bath, reading a book, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of tea. You know those moments when you feel truly present and at peace? Make more time for those. 3. Digital detox. Ever find yourself scrolling through social media for hours on end, feeling depleted afterwards? Take control of your digital life by setting boundaries. Designate tech-free zones in your home and schedule regular digital detox periods. You'll be surprised how much more focused and energized you feel without the constant stream of notifications. 4. Mindfulness magic. Stress can feel like a relentless beast, but mindfulness offers a powerful antidote. Practice breathing exercises, meditation, or simply take a few moments each day to focus on your senses, the feeling of the sun on your skin, the scent of fresh air, the sound of birds singing. You'll find that even small moments of presence can make a big difference. 5. Heal your body. Remember that saying, you are what you eat? It's truer than ever. Nourish your body with wholesome foods that give you energy and support your well-being. Cut back on processed junk, sugary drinks, and caffeine overload. Treat your body like the incredible temple it is. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're heading into a crucial meeting at work, but you feel drained and uninspired. Your mind is racing with to-do lists and anxieties. Sound familiar? This is where self-care comes in. Now picture yourself waking up that morning, feeling refreshed and energized after a good night's sleep and a delicious breakfast. You take a few minutes for meditation, focusing on your breath and setting positive intentions for the day. During your lunch break, you step outside for a walk, enjoying the fresh air and soaking in some sunshine. You head into that meeting feeling confident, focused, and ready to rock it. See? Prioritizing self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about creating a lifestyle that supports your overall well-being. When you take care of yourself, everything else falls into place. So, my beautiful listeners, remember this. Your time is precious, your energy is valuable, and self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Go out there and reclaim your time, nourish your soul, and live your best life. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Leave us a review, tell us your favorite self-care tips in the comments, and join me tomorrow for another dose of real talk and inspiration. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.